When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP is in the building. Austin Orman, Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat?
Jay, you're on it. You got it.
That's it.
Official.
And 168th and Maple up there in the O. Once again, we're going to give a shout out to Big Damian Daniels coming in for obviously Colorado game, stepping in, spreading that love like always. But then also Greg Smith. Tell us about what the possibilities are about some of the great athletes coming in for experience Nebraska-Colorado 6:30 primetime. But as all that stuff is fine and dandy, the most important thing is stuff on the field. DP, we mentioned before you came in, third down. I'm going to really dive in into what third down really means, why it's so important. But before we do that, give your thoughts on how important third down is going to be come Saturday night.
Well, I don't know. Every down, coaches will tell you from an offensive standpoint, first downs is the dictation down. Third down is the reaction down that, hey, I've either dictated that you on downs one and two that you give me an advantage or I take an advantage or I put myself at a deficit. It tells you how play calling is working. And then it gives you an opportunity to see matchups. And third down Saturday night is going to be about matchups.
Right.
It's going to be about matchups. You can talk about execution. You can talk about overload. I would imagine that Nebraska has some want to attack the middle of the field on third down. Run or pass the ball middle of the field. That is the soft, cushiony spot for Colorado's defense. That's how North Dakota State got to them, was attacking. The middle of the field, whether it be on the ground, option routes, et cetera. I like the Huskers on both sides of the ball on third down Saturday night because they have matchups that they can win. And then when you come to the short part of the field and just fattening your neck and moving people, Nebraska is going to do better at doing that and stopping that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be huge. It's I always try to caution people when you look at how one team has had success against the team that you're going to play. Don't ever go into a game and things are going to be easy. They got coaches that are going to make adjustments, right? And they got players that are going to hopefully, or in their case, they think hopefully is going to follow the lead and adjust. But more importantly, you have to look at the skill set of the players that had success. Obviously, and this is where people, I think, that try to evaluate the game just miss it, whether it's looking at a quick snippet and try to, you know, decipher coverage and try to figure out where a quarterback's going or why North Dakota State was successful against Colorado. You have to understand that you have to look at the mindset of the game plan before you start talking about it versus saying, oh, well, the quarterback just had a quarterback run game and they ran it and killed it in the middle of the field. Now, ultimately, when you are a coordinator and you have a game plan, so when you game plan in general, it's not just offense does what they want to do, defense does this, special teams does this, and just throw it up in the air and think it all comes together. Ultimately, you as a defensive coordinator, and if you want to go back, just look at Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells and all the great defensive coordinators. You go in there and understand, like, okay, what is one thing that we can give up? What do we not want to let the other team do under any circumstance to put us in the best situation to win based on what the other two factors or other two parts of the team can do? So when you look at Colorado, they sold out to stop the run, right? And they played pretty much man to man because they felt like if they could stop the run, North Dakota State could not drain the clock. So if they can't drain the clock, they have to play more like Colorado wants them to play. And that's just, let's drop back and let's let us out athlete you. And eventually we'll get a lead and then we'll be able to just extend the lead. That's how Colorado wants to play. They didn't play like that a lot last year. They did at the beginning of the season, and then it obviously, you know, turned left because they couldn't protect the quarterback. But ultimately, the way they've recruited, right, the way they've went in the portal, the way that they've changed their defense, and more importantly, when you evaluate a team or a game plan, you have to look at the coordinator. He's not a big-name guy, but that's what he did. And if you look at how Colorado played against the North Dakota State, they played well against the run. They gave up 2.6 yards a carry. So what's North Dakota State always been known for? Line up, punch you in the mouth. What has Colorado always been known for or were known for last year? Being soft. So they addressed it with the assumption, and I don't think they were okay with enough that Miller kind of ran up and down the field, that they were going to give up potentially the middle of the field, but they were going to play man-to-man. Now, what they didn't expect was Miller to get outside and escape, and then obviously it just became, you know, they were taking a lot of body blows.
So last year, Nebraska, 4 of 13 on third down, 0 of 2 on fourth down. Colorado, 9 of 18 on third down, and 0 of 1 on fourth down. Let me ask you, Jay, if you're Colorado in Nebraska, what is the first thing that you take away from your opponent, and what are you willing to say, we don't think you can beat us with it, but if you do, we'll tip your cap?
I think Colorado, it's going to come down to, one, we got to make them make plays. They got great players, so you know that they're don't give them anything easy. So that means don't show your coverage too quick, don't bust any coverages, tackle well, and then obviously do not let them get any resemblance of a run game at all. Let's just make you okay. Let's make you one handed, then let's try to figure out ways to take away your number one option. You know, third down they're gonna probably go to Travis Hunter. And then you're going to think Horn. Okay, if we can hold our heads above water against those two guys, I wouldn't say you'd be okay with the other ones beating you, but that's got to be part of your game plan. So that's kind of what...
Like it was Weaver, 10 for 170 last.
Right. Let's see how much you really want to go to your third option, and let's see how much you want to do it to win the game. Let's see you do something that you don't want to do. Like, that's the problem when you listen to some guys try to evaluate the game. You're not even really looking at the holistic. This game is more mental and more personality-based than schematics. Colorado played the way they played defensively because they were trying to get them to play the way that they wanted them to play. They almost had it, and then Shadur ended up passing the ball when they should have ran it. And then they could be able to extend the lead. That's where you saw the panic. But they had them right where they wanted, because if they would have kept that 2-score lead, then they would end up winning by like 20-some points, because North Dakota State couldn't do quarterback run game. They actually have to drop back and pass the ball. That's what their game plan defensively was. We are going to sell out against the run. So that means we are run blitzing on anything that looked like a run. We are run blitzing. Why did the tight end get wide open? Because they were run blitzing, and then when they did it, they weren't even worried about man-to-man because they weren't respecting them. That's why they didn't play at different levels. When you look at it, when you go back and look at like the Dylan Raiola pass against UTEP, number one, whoever's a defensive coordinator, all those guys lined up at the same level. You're done. You're done. You can't play man-to-man in basketball and especially football at the same level. So what did North Dakota or what did Colorado do when they kind of ran? It was a pick route, right? But you stop a pick route while somebody it presses the line of scrimmage that gives the guy that has the hardest job a free run over the top or underneath to try to stop it. But they weren't worried about that, though, because they didn't think Miller could pass the ball enough to the high enough rate to win the game. It worked out for them. They got 5 yards short, but that's the way they played. So in order to beat Colorado, you got to win. Now back to that, you got to win first and second down. You got to do a really good job first and second down. First and second down, they pass on first and second down. They will not run the ball two times and then be like, okay, we're going to pass it on third. That's not how Colorado's built.
Nebraska ran it for 222 yards against Colorado last year, average 5 yards a pop. Does Colorado do the same thing? Sell out against the run against Nebraska and say, hey, freshman quarterback, go beat us? Hey, we trust our DBs to match up with your receivers? What does Colorado try to take away from Nebraska?
Oof.
They better not.
Yeah, I think they respect. Well, number one, Jeff Sims had a 50-yard run. So it's the quarterback run game. This is what people don't understand about defense. The quarterback run game, and I call it the gut-punching run game. You're a man-to-man defense, backs are turned, quarterbacks that can continually beat you with that. That's the hardest run game. I call it the paralyzing run game. That's what Jeff Sims, right? So that's what hurts a defense. Good defenses, great defenses, you don't have a defense for that. You just don't, because you're essentially, the guy's one on zero against grass, right? And you just get upfield one step, boom, he's gone, out the gate 98. I don't know what Colorado's going to try to do. Of course, they're going to try to throw different. I'm sure, listen, you got Travis Hunter, who's the best corner. You feel comfortable with him playing against anybody. What they can't do is just line up in one-on-one. They'll get destroyed because Nebraska has more options. So I'm sure that they would probably try to, disguise coverages, combo coverages. I'd probably think that they would blitz more. That's what I would blitz against anybody. But more importantly, it's going to just come down to what we do defensively, though. And that, obviously, if everything stays equal, but we'll score points. Their defense isn't good enough to kind of like shut anybody out. I mean, let me knock on wood, but I don't think they are built or have the mindset defensively to say, you know what, we're going to 85 bears you right now. We're going to 46 front you. We're going to bear front you. And we're going to load the line of scrimmage and we are going to hit your quarterback under in any circumstances. I don't think they play like that.
Well, how much different is their game, their film study this year from last year?
Colorado or Nebraska?
Colorado.
Towards Nebraska.
You look
First of all, it's a totally different film study. You can't watch that game from last year. Number one, the two receivers weren't here. The quarterback wasn't here. The most powerful and probably Ben was here, but you got a new attitude in offensive line. The tight end room is healthy and more depth. You got Bonner. It's just not. It's a totally different offense. You can study some stuff.
Well, you said tendency of watching coordinators.
Yeah.
And Satterfield is the common denominator.
Yeah, you might have to go. I'm assuming. I mean, they do this anyways. I mean, you go back to. I mean, heck, DP, I've been in places where you go back to see what he called in high school.
Right.
So I'm sure they go back.
Right,
and maybe
like
look
it's a part of it, right? Because especially in critical mass.
Yeah.
Critical big, third down calls. He has a tendency.
Yeah. Right? Well, in theory, but you could maybe go back to South Carolina, but he wasn't there long enough. You're going to have to do. I like the fact that it gives Nebraska advantage because they got to really go and do some digging. Then you might just miss the obvious.
And isn't it the same in reverse that when you look, if you're Nebraska and you're looking, I'm not sure that last year's tape gives you.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records." And being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All of the intel that you need about Colorado.
No. Right? I feel like the offense, they're probably more explosive because you got four legit receivers, and obviously you got two really, really pro-ready guys. It's safe to say probably Shador is probably better. Their offensive line, just the first glimpse, they're not, they just look like better. You know what I mean? They invested in them. They look like they're a different bunch of dudes. But you could get, see, you can get some tendencies on them because Shermer was the offensive coordinator like the last three or four games, I think. Remember when they kind of, Lewis was demoted. He wasn't supposed to be on the field. He was. And then so the play calling, and you can go back because you have a longer history with Colorado's offensive coordinator. He's been coaching for longer. You know, he's just kind of been around. So you can kind of get concepts off of him. But, you know, with Colorado, you just want to break down tendencies.
And so what do you, if you're Nebraska defensively, what do you want to take away from them offensively? You can say, listen.
I want to take the outside. I'm going to try to take the outside away.
So leverage, heavy to the push to the middle.
Well, I'm going to try to, well, it's hard to say because Jimmy Horn.
That's hard.
Where he really got busy against Colorado State was, one, I think, obviously, when you play against a team that's probably, say, overall skill-wise, they're a little bit more athletic ability, you have to be really, really good out of your breaks with your eyes, and I call it your play entry. So if I'm coming down and say I'm a quarter safety and I'm reading off a two, which would be, some cases, a tight end or a slot, and I know when he goes to the flat, the linebacker has him, and DP's playing, like say he's playing a little bit outside leverage in that quarter, that means that if they run that skinny post or, you know, a deeper slant or what I like a bang eight, that's the Michael Irvin made millions of dollars off it and got into pro. That right there is North Turner special. When I'm coming down to make that tackle or to be help for my corner, I cannot be off. I got to be 45 degrees. I have to have an aiming point that either I'm going through him and I'm ejecting the ball and I am ejecting him. Because if you round that off, he will split you and he is gone. That's where you got to be really, really good against them. You got to get
playmakers to the ground first chance. You don't want broken tackles at first contact after
catch. Yeah, not out of, like, you don't want a huge number. You got to be honest. Like, they got guys that can make guys miss. If you tackled 100%, of course, we won the game. But how you eliminate big plays is guys that are either, say you're pass rushing and say it's a quick, I call it a smoke route, or a quick hitch. If you're a hook dropper, we got to be gone. We can't be sitting there watching the ball's gone and we're still looking here. We got to go get it. If you're secondary hook dropper, so say if you're in a cover three and I'm the play side hook dropper and the other guy, we all got to go and we all got to pursue to the ball. And then that means the defensive line as well, because that one play that you hustle out of the stack can either be a forced fumble, fumble recovery, or stop an explosive play. And then therefore the cause and effect is eliminated because you did the one thing that you can control. How much and how fast do you want to get to the ball the right way, the angles to the ball? And what that does is that it doesn't eliminate, but it lessens the chance for them really, really to feel free to put their athletic ability on display. That means once you come out of stack and you start hitting them, then he's just going to get the ball and just turn up and your other defender is the sideline. So that guy can actually just start playing him like that. That's how you take the air out of a team like that versus you give him a whole bunch of space, get there, and you're straight up with him. He got a two-way go. That ain't going to happen. That's not going to work. So you got to be really, really in tune of, you know, your leverage. And I mean, sure, if you'd like to be able to eliminate one of their, you know, big players, but I think, you know, ideally most quarterbacks throw really, really good to their right. Just generally, you're just there. You want to get in his face. You need, you know, balls batted. You got to get him off of his mark. And when you get a chance to get him down as a quarterback, he's more athletic. He's stronger than people give him credit for. He can improvise and he's actually cool, calm, and collective when he kind of gets off schedule. You have got to get him down. Down. The quarterback down. Because the plaster drill of, and plaster is, let me see who I played against when it was like, say like McNabb, right? So when McNabb is probably comparable. Brett Favre obviously was huge against his, you know, his quarterbacks are big and strong. You got to get him down. You know, and you got to be scientific about it. If you're grabbing him with your left arm, I am going immediately to his right arm. That's how he's, you know, he's not going to beat you like Tim Tebow. They're not going to beat you with that. They beat you by getting off schedule, making athletic plays, and you got to try to get him down because he's a strong quarterback, so he's not just going to let you rip it out of him. But anybody that's like a right-handed quarterback or left, once that arm goes down, their body goes down. He's not just going to fall over, but he's going to try to protect the football.
And it's chasing to additional help. Like, to watch them on film, North Dakota State had a couple of moments, especially on critical third downs, where it would have been big for them to get off the field.
Yeah.
They run the hitch. It's a quick catch, turn, and they have the opportunity to get off the field by getting this guy on the ground. And, I mean, they were like 1-for-7.
Yeah.
and getting
it crucial. Yeah.
It was tough where they did a lot of things right, and then one person broke down in the tackle game, and it busted them. And then, I think Saturday that plays out.
And then also for a veteran defense like North Dakota State, they gave up too many leaky yards to Offerdahl on running back takes. Essentially, let's see what we can get. And they were getting 5-6 yards a carry at times, right? So you want to limit, you really want to punch a hole in them from the run game standpoint, because mentally and physically that wears them down. You know what I'm saying? So if they try to run block against a team and you can't get a yard, that wears them down as far as like pass pro, because they've released 4 or 5 guys. One false start, one half a second late out of their stance as far as Colorado's offensive linemen, we got to make them pay. You know, and so, I mean, it's just going to come down to, I mean, this game come down to a lot of fundamentals, and fundamentals just isn't footwork and all that. Fundamentals is knowing where you're supposed to be, why you're supposed to be there, and doing it, and then doing your job, and then going playing football. You got to play football this game.
Yeah, I mean, when I said middle of the field, it's knowing what you're going to do best, knowing who you're going to attack the most. Because if you don't have a plan for their three worst defenders, if all of your go tos and tendencies are to throw it at Hunter, you got to pull that out. Their weakest defenders are in the middle of the field.
Oh yeah, for Nebraska, yeah. Too. You like the matchup. This is me personally. I liked Walters last year as a safety. obviously they felt they upgraded at the safety. He did kind of like Bullock did, you know, got bigger linebacker. I like him. I probably like Walters' ability to cover, like side to side.
He's a watcher though, man. He's a side to side.
But he's never played.
Yeah.
So that's the guy that I like that matchup. I liked it. If you're not a very physical team in how you approach the game of football, right? They're Colorado's a they like the fancy stuff. It hurts guys that make transition down towards the second level. Because when you move, make that transition from here, like I can dodge that Amazon truck a lot. I can anticipate from here. But when you're right there on the sidewalk, it's harder. And when you, because I did it, right? So when you play linebacker, there's five dudes that can block you. And then you got to worry about coverage. And then you got to know, like, why you need to play a certain leverage in coverage. So you think of Walters, right? He's probably a legit 4'6 guy. He's a good athlete. Like, there's no doubt about it. He's a good athlete. And he's probably trained to, you know, got a little bit bigger to play the way that, you know, linebacker. But him getting burnt on that option route or is an old school arrow route, that's just inexperience. But I like our matchup of different body types, different passing concepts to confuse him. Because anytime you hesitate as a linebacker, so hesitation can come two ways. One, just sitting there watching, I call it watching a movie. Play's going and you're looking. That's the mistake number one. Number two, if you're a hopper, that means you're just hopping. You're not going anywhere. You're dead in the water. And number three, if you don't understand your leverage or the concept of that of the coverage, even in man to man. Even in man-to-man.
Didn't know where your help was. Didn't know where you were under duress.
Like, they didn't have any middle of the field help on that route.
None. He was looking at the quarterback.
Right.
And the quarterback stared him off.
Right.
And he exhaled.
Well,
and the dude hit the jets to the middle of the field, and it's, you know, 50 yards later.
He gave him the dead leg, crossed his face, got it, explosive play. But he's used to playing man-to-man like that. It's kind of looking through him, and then you take him as he is. Well, that thing happens a lot faster, and there's no help. So you got to know in that man-to-man defense, if there's no help, inside help, you better play hard inside man. That means you better sit and wait for that inside route, and then you better bust your tail on anything up the field or outside. Because if you get beat in the middle of the field, all these guys, their back is to you. That's an explosive play. But if he catches you on an out route, number one, that's a harder route to complete. Number two, if you're at least on your horse and within arm's length, you can push him out of bounds. When I talked about there's certain things, certain coverages, certain leverages that you're willing to give up some stuff. If you're playing inside leverage, if I'm playing inside man, you can't say, I need you to guard inside man hard, sit on it, and then I need you to cover an out route. And I need you to blanket the out route. You can't. So you're willing to give out the flat route. Right. And you already sitting on inside route. So inside and upfield, you feel you can run with them. You give up the out route. You got your other defender. You give up 6 yards. That's not a winning play for that type of defense in which you could get exposed at. So Nebraska has a really good advantage against Colorado at the second level, both physically, mentally, experience, and then also conceptually, they can really expose them.
Yeah, I like the idea that Nebraska has options to go away from what they did Saturday for offensive success.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That Fedoni Borkature down the seam creates some real problems for Colorado.
Well, what it does is if you're able to have run game success, like just now,
basic
conventional run game success, that means no direct access plays a negative. And you're starting to gain yards, say 3 or 4 yards a pop, and say you pop a big one, right? So it sets up your play action game, which it sets up any other thing that you want to do crossing route. But what more importantly it does, it dictates, even though you got a really good corner out there, it dictates what you can possibly do on the other side of the field, or you can rub number 12 off. Because the safeties now have to focus inside the numbers and, more importantly, inside the hash.
Yeah,
it opens up everything outside, so... Yeah. Anyways, good for our first segment. Talk about third down. Quick break. Then we got my man Barry Thompson coming in. He's going to talk a little quarterback play and what he's going to be looking forward to and what he's been up to. Quick break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.